Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Good morning, church. This is Moses Msenguzi. I'm glad to be able to share with you the word of the Lord this Sunday. I hope that you'll be blessed. Yeah. Today, I just want to follow up on the message I preached 2 weeks ago, which I think was entitled, When is Jesus Coming Back? Okay, so this is basically part two. Okay, and I'm not going to say anything deep, because like you know, your pastor doesn't know deep things. Yeah, but basically, I've just come to remind us that Jesus is coming back soon. Okay, Jesus is coming back soon, saints. Okay, remember last Sunday, for the first time, I told you the number of years that were revealed to me in a dream in 2014. The number of years left before Jesus returns. And for the first time, I told you, you know, in clear terms that Jesus is coming back in about 15 or 14 years from now. Because in my dream in 2014, I was told that Jesus was going to return in 20 years. We have since knocked off 6 years. So we are remaining with about 14 years. That is if you believe that my dream was from heaven. Okay. However, I believe that my dream was confirmed by Elizabeth Mujimba's dream, because in 2014, 2 days later, after my dream, Elizabeth, who didn't know about my dream, also dreamt when, you know, in her dream, she was taken up to heaven and she was shown mansions of different people. And when she asked to be shown her mansion, the angels told her that, no, you're still very young, okay? Go back to the earth and do good works, okay, which are necessary for your mansion to be built, okay? Go back for 20 years, and after 20 years, the mansion will be ready. So in the dream, she returns back to the earth, and still in the same dream, there was fast forward, and the 20 years elapsed, and she went back to heaven. And when she got there, her mansion was already ready. After how long? After 20 years. The 20 years that I had dreamt 2 days earlier. Okay, so I believe Elizabeth's dream came for God to give me the confidence that my dream was of him. Okay, I believe God gave it to Elizabeth because somehow he knew that that information would get to me. Okay, why? To encourage me, to give me the faith that what I had dreamed was of him. Glory be to God. Okay, and now in 2020, Esther, in the worship team, okay, who I had never told the number of years we have left, okay, dreams, okay, and her dream was essentially saying the same thing, that the Lord is coming back around 2034, 2035. Around that time, Jesus is coming back. Glory be to God. Okay, so today I've come to remind you once again that please get ready. Okay, get ready. Okay, how would you get ready? You know, the church is the bride of Christ. Okay, and a bride is supposed to prepare herself for the wedding day. A bride keeps herself pure. okay, in expectation of the groom. Now that is essentially what you and I are supposed to do. We are supposed to keep ourselves pure. We are not supposed to be contaminated by the filth of the world. Okay? And that means we are supposed to walk in holiness. We're not supposed to walk in sin, because sin defiles the bride. That is why Paul said in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14 that without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And Paul was writing to Christians. So he was telling the Christians that Christians who don't have holiness will not see the Lord. Okay, Paul said it again in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9. He asked the Corinthians, okay, who were very carnal, very sinful. He asked them, he said that, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Okay, so that is how we're supposed to keep ourselves pure. That is how we prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. Okay, and you know, supposing I'm wrong, and Jesus is not actually going to come back in 2034 or there about, okay? Supposing he's going to come back in the days of our great, great, grand kids. Well, you still have to prepare yourself. You still have to keep yourself pure. For if you die, okay, if you're 30 now, okay, and you're going to die at 80 before the Lord returns, okay? If you are not pure, okay, if you're unrighteous, okay, even at 80, when you die, you will not enter the kingdom of God. So these things I am telling you, which are in the scriptures, they apply whether or not the Lord is coming back in 2034 or 2033 or 2035. Okay, they still apply now. Glory be to God. So, let us walk holy lives, people. Okay? And let us also be ready to endure the sufferings that are going to come upon the earth. Okay? Let us be ready to endure the tribulation which we must go through. Okay? Jesus said that it is only after the tribulation of those days that he will appear, okay? And he will send out his angels to gather us, okay? To take us to heaven, that we may escape the wrath of God, something that is going to be worse than the tribulation, okay? So start now to build your muscle of endurance. Start now to practice loving the truth and standing for it, standing strong, okay? Don't be a coward. Don't give in to peer pressure. Don't fear to talk about the Lord. Because if you fear now, if you are a coward now, when the times are good, okay, you are most obviously going to fall away when the real heat is turned on, which I believe is about in 10 years' time to come. It is around the corner. Glory be to God. Okay? Yet at the same time, we should be excited, people, that Jesus is coming. Glory be to God. We should be excited. Eh? Okay? The tribulation is, by the way, the main thing is the Lord finally coming. The Lord who died for us. The Lord to whom we have pledged allegiance. Okay? The Lord to whom, you know, we give our praises and our, the one who loves us and the one that we love. Okay? He's coming back. Okay? He's coming back, you know, to make this world new, to remove the evil. Glory be to God. He's coming to give us glorious bodies. Bodies which cannot die, bodies which cannot get sick, bodies which cannot experience pain. Hallelujah. He's coming to make all things new. Hallelujah. Okay? And when that happens, then we shall never be able to sin, okay? The whole idea that we might not make it to heaven will be no more. Glory be to God. That is if we pass the test now, okay? Jesus is coming back, people. We should be excited about this. Personally, I am excited. I'm excited. There's so much wrong in the world, so much evil, so much hatred. I mean, the sickness, the hunger, poverty, all these things. Okay, Jesus is coming to put an end to all these things. Glory be to God. Why wouldn't someone be excited about that? Okay, he is also returning to reward us. Okay, if you have faithfully served the Lord, he is coming to reward you. Okay, and one of the most important rewards is you will reign with him during the 1,000 years here on earth. Okay, you're going to reign with Jesus. Okay, here on earth. Okay, so let us be excited. Eh? Let not this tribulation thing get you sad. Okay, all the plans you have had, that, you know, the things that you're going to do. Okay, you know, that shouldn't be an issue. For now, do what the Lord tells you. Okay, please don't, don't quit your jobs. Okay, do not quit thinking about marriage. All those things are good, and God is going to do them for you. Okay, if you need to build a house, okay, please build a house. Okay, do what the Lord would want you to do. Inquire of him before you do anything, especially before you embark on major projects. If you need to go back to school, please go to school. Okay, don't say, I'm not going to school because Moses said the Lord is coming. Now, if you start doing such stuff, okay, you're stupid and you're going to mess yourself up and you're going to become a disgrace to Christianity. Okay, the Thessalonians, okay, were like that. Paul had told them that the Lord was returning soon, okay? And many believed him, and for that matter, okay, several of them stopped working, okay? So Paul had to address that in 2 Thessalonians, okay? Somewhere in chapter 3, I think verse 9 and 10, he told them, he who doesn't work shouldn't eat. Okay, so these guys had stopped working because Jesus was coming soon. Okay, so don't stop working. Don't stop applying for another job if you want to. If you're interested in a certain girl, don't stop, praying and convincing her, okay, if that is a right word. Okay, if you want to get children, please get the children. Okay, however, do all those things, okay, while knowing that the Lord is coming back soon. Do all those things in a prepared mode, if I should say. Okay, do all those things even as you're living a righteous life. Glory be to God. However, if the Lord tells you that don't do this, or don't do that, that is not necessary now. Please obey him and don't do it. Okay? This is a time, okay, because the time is short, this is a time when we should be looking out to only do the things which God would want us to do. Okay? We shouldn't be haphazard. Alright, we should seek the Lord about anything. Hallelujah. Especially the things which are going to require maybe a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money, mental strength, okay? Yes, glory be to God. We should seek the Lord concerning what we're supposed to do. Otherwise, you're going to waste time doing things which don't matter instead of doing things which God would want you to do, and for that reason, you enter the kingdom of God. However, you miss rewards because you are doing the things that God did not want you to do. Glory be to God. So, brothers and sisters, I encourage you, okay, please be expectant and prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. Glory be to God. Prepare yourselves for the coming of the Lord. Titus chapter 2, from verse 11 it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." Okay, so the coming of the Lord here is called the glorious appearing. It is also called the blessed hope. Hallelujah. Okay, the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, and it tells us how we are to do that, how we are to prepare for it. It says that we should do that in verse 12 by denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, okay, and living soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Glory be to God. May every one of you in LAT be known as righteous people, wherever you stay, in your homes, in your families, at your workplaces, okay? Wherever you go, may people see you and they say that, wow, that man is holy, okay? That lady is righteous, okay? Yes, and God will be blessed and he will reward you and you enter his kingdom. Glory be to God, okay? I look forward to the time when we shall be able to gather again and worship together. And yes, bless the Lord as one body. In the meantime, let us continue to pray for one another. Let us continue to be a blessing to each other. And let us stay in the Word, people, okay? I hope wherever you are in the Bible, you are reading the Word and obeying what it says, okay? Glory be to God. I thank you for listening to me. I thank you for all that you're doing for LAT. And I thank you for your financial contributions, which are helping us to do several things, including being on radio. Okay? I'll continue to be on radio for as long as God wants me there, and as long as the money is there, and I believe it will always be there. Okay? Thank you so much for the blessing that you are. May God keep you, and may God bless you. Okay? Please keep in touch. If you need prayer, you can call me, you can call Joanne, you can call anyone in the church who you think can be able to stand with you in a prayer. Glory be to God. Have a great Sunday and have a great week. God bless you. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.